is 8:22. This is Total Information AM with Scott Jago. I'm Megan Lynch, and we've got John Hancock and Michael Kelly in, and we've all seen the headlines. If you didn't see the debate, you've at least seen the headlines or heard the coverage this morning. And one of the headlines, Biden struggles in debate, alarm Democrats. Is that the case? What's your take, Michael Kelly?
Well, John and I watched the debate together last night at Fox 2. And when the president, talking about President Biden, walked out and his mouth was a little bit of a gape, he didn't look right to me. And then as he began to speak, I was ready to go to the restroom and throw up. This was the fear that we've all had for quite some time. And you all remember me saying, you know, months ago that this is not going to get any better. And I, for a while there, thought the Democrats would replace Joe Biden. I think assuredly Joe Biden now will probably not be the Democratic nominee. I don't know how he recovers from last night. And I just believe there are enough people who realize that the campaign that Joe Biden's running is based on the detriment that Donald Trump causes the United States. If they truly believe that, we have to make a change.
Well, you know, the kids got me a paddleball racket for Father's Day. And my neighbor, retired neighbor across the street, wants to play pickleball, you know. So Monday night I got out there, 90 minutes playing pickleball. That was about the kind of performance that Joe Biden gave last night. You know, we rotated partners every game on the pickleball court. And the only common denominator that was whoever played with me that night lost. And so I kind of know how things feel for Joe Biden. It was horrible. And look, the fire alarm is on for the Democratic Party, and they've got to choose whether they're going to get out of the House or just burn up with it. And I think that's really where we are here.
At the same time, there was another debate that happened last night, but it wasn't the president has a record to run on. And he wasn't able to articulate that record. And then he was dealing with a tsunami of lies coming from Donald Trump, and he wasn't able to push back at them. So even though Donald Trump had just a horrible debate, it didn't matter. That first 15 minutes set the tone, and this thing was putting a bow for the Republicans.
I'm not sure the White House strategy to say that he had a cold was a great one, especially because after the debate, he went to a Waffle House with a bunch of people. So that really wasn't a good idea. But what is the mechanism for the Democrats to get someone else on the ticket?
Well, it's a party convention process that will take place in Chicago. Delegates right now are allocated to Joe Biden and to some of the other candidates that may be out there. But he can put his own sway. I think that's what we're going to talk about a little bit later, is how does, if this goes forward the way that I think it has to, how does the Democratic Party unravel this? Does Joe Biden play the kingmaker? Does he step aside for health reasons? They've got to deal with the Kamala Harris situation. And to be honest with you, I think the credibility of a lot of the folks at the White House who are saying, well, behind closed doors, Joe Biden's got it together, they've been lying to us as well. And so the Democrats have got a real problem, and how we unravel this mess could be more spectacular than me doing it of my Christmas lights.
Yeah, if Joe Biden refuses to step down, then there's nothing anybody can do. He's got the delegates. He goes to the convention. He wins the nomination. So the only mechanism for replacing him is for him to announce that he's no longer going to seek the nomination and release his delegates. That is the one and only mechanism, but that mechanism could work if he's willing to step aside. That remains to be seen. But I think the pressure for him to step aside without question is much more intense today than it has been at any point in the last year and a half.
Who's waiting in the wings that could possibly give Donald Trump a run for his money?
Well, I think it's, you know, a Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris, J.B. Prisker. Kamala Harris has problems. I don't think she should be the candidate. But rightfully so, she is the vice president. She's running with, and they have a record to run on, and it's a positive one. It's an issue that the Democrats are going to have to deal with. J.B. Pritzker, Governor Beshears of Kentucky, although he just took that job. There's several folks out there that could walk in. I truly believe if the Democrats make this change, make a change from President Biden, they will win.
Yeah, I mean, Gretchen Whitmer's out there Michigan. But I, you know, the convention's going to be in Chicago. And if they're going to throw the doors open, if history is any indicator, and sometimes it is, and these days not so much, Pritzker would make a lot of sense. You know, he's the governor of the home state at the convention. He could be a consensus candidate. I'm no fan of J.B. Pritzker, but he's generally likable. And, you know, they could do worse.
What do you guys have coming up?
Oh, we're going to talk about Cardinal baseball. We'll be all over this debate. We're going to parse it from every side.
Yeah, and get into some of the policy discussions that didn't occur last night that are important for the American people. And we're going to tackle some of that. We've got Jamie Corley running for Missouri Secretary of State coming in to visit as well.